It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, as we wrap up at 11 o'clock, Patty Vasquez takes over. Pretty late with Patty Vasquez. A new single's out from Chicago's Hemmingbirds. It's the first track released off the forthcoming album, Half a Second. The indie rock trio is playing Shubas on Friday night to release the new album before they rock out North Southport. They rock out North Michigan Avenue. They're in studio with me. Tim Kapp and Yusu Kim are two of the three members of Hemmingbirds, and they're here. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So, you know, we're going to hear some live music coming up, and but let's talk about this because this is an exciting week for you guys. This is your third record.
Yeah.
Talk about the, you know, I'm always interested in talking to musicians about what's the arc, you know, the evolution from first record, because a lot of, you know, I was reading a story about how everyone came out and said what you put out your first record in 2010 was very polished. Like, it had a real sound to it. What's the evolution when you go through a second and a third record? Are you guys trying to change your sound, upgrade your sound, evolve?
I think so. The first one was kind of an interesting one, and I think not really symptomatic of what a band usually does, because I had written all the songs, and I had brought the current drummer in to record drums on it, and so this whole record I had put together, and then I asked Tim and Zach to join the band, so that sort of existed without their sort of creative involvement. So by the time the second record had come out, then it was like the flavor of all the band members, and then by this third one, I think we were just really looking to go on beyond being just a kind of guitar based band, looking a lot at synths and electronics and trying to do a lot of processing digitally once we've recorded everything. That's sort of how I feel about it.
Yeah. The first album, Yusu pretty much finished it by himself. So for me, it was like learning a play. I just
That's a good way to look at it.
We're both big fans of pop. So we listen to a lot of stuff that's going on currently, and we try to match that sound in terms of, I don't know, synth pads and drum sounds and guitar sounds.
Well, let me ask you about your writing style, because you mentioned you wrote the record, the first record, and then people just played on it, like you just said, a play. Mm-hmm. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer doing that kind of writing, or you talk about the other process of collaborating with other band members?
I think I'm really all for whatever process it kind of takes to make a cool song. So, for example, for Mess of Things, I had written a lot of it and then brought it to Tim and Zach, and they had agreed, like, this is cool, we should just kind of leave it as much as we can that way. But for Stay, that just started off as some random guitar riff I think either Tim or I played, and then we just all fleshed it out from there. And so ultimately, like, whatever it takes to write a cool song is whatever I'm on board with.
When you mentioned pop music that you're fans of and paying attention to different trends, what's some of that stuff for frame of reference for what you guys sound like? And we're going to hear you live in just a second for the WGN radio listener who's you know, listening right now.
I'm a big Ellie Goulding fan, so a lot of the, I don't know, atmospheric sounds and her stuff, it's sort of clubby and poppy. I guess I'm talking mostly about synth pads. That's the kind of stuff that I sort of like, oh, this is new sounding, this is modern sounding.
Yeah.
That's kind of...
And for Mess of Things, too, I think when we were tracking it, we had literally, like, we would do the drum sounds and then A-B it with Katy Perry and Taylor Swift and be like, is this kick drum as thumping as Katy Perry's kick drum? And then most of the time it was no. So we just, like, went back to the drawing board.
Well, I was going to say, those kick drums are probably, you know, those are L.A. kick drums.
Yeah.
Right? These are paying a little bit extra money for those kick drums.
Yeah.
So what are we going to hear here? What's the first song we're going to hear live?
So this song's called Mess of Things.
Mess of Things, okay. The record is called Half a Second. It's coming out here. I mean, I guess the record release party is on Friday.
Yeah.
At Shubas up in Lakeview. We've got Tim Kapp, Yusu Kim, part of the band Hemmingbirds. They're going to perform live. Here it is, Mess of Things.
From the light that we were in to the night that grew so dim, I was fighting through the crowd. I could barely get around. through the static we were in, that we were in, 'cause you were the mess of things, you were the death of kings. I couldn't get out, oh no, I couldn't get out, oh no, I couldn't. My friends, they are reaching for all the stars, and I'm lying in the streets with gutter teeth, 'cause you were the mess of things, you were the death of kings, and I couldn't get out, oh no, I couldn't get out.
There we go. The Hemmingbirds. Hemmingbirds. I keep putting the "the" in front. It's Hemmingbirds. They're playing Shubas. How dare you? Tim Kapp and Yusu Kim in studio with us tonight. The Hemmingbirds. Hemmingbirds are at Shubas on Friday. It's a record release party for the new record, Half a Second. That song, Mess of Things, the single. Let's take a break. We come back. We'll hear some more live music here on The Download. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In the studio with me, Hemmingbirds. I got it, right? No, yeah. Duh. Yeah, you have. The Chicago Indie Rock Trio in studio with me, Yusu Kim and Tim Kapp. The new record, Half a Second, is coming out. I say forthcoming because the record release party is on Friday.
Yeah.
The record release party is Friday at Shubas. When you guys play live, Is that sort of where you play at Shubas? Is that the kind of
we've been
venue?
Trying to play there for a while. For some, we always get kind of bumped or we get moved to another venue. So I'm really excited to finally be.
What would be considered your home venue?
Home venue, maybe Subterranean. I guess we play there a lot.
Yeah, between Subterranean and B Kitchen, probably the two most commonly played venues.
That's right. That's we had Jennifer Hall in here. She played Bee Kitchen last week.
Yeah, I checked out that podcast.
Yeah.
I listened to it earlier today.
So she those are the places to play. I mean, Subterranean, obviously the Bee Kitchen where you're playing at Shuba's. Mm-hmm. What would be the next logical step for you guys? I mean, would it be to play more kind of upscale places like Lincoln Hall or to play Metro, those kind of places?
Yeah, we've done them on as openers, both Lincoln Hall and Metro. But it'd be great if we could headline either one, and you know that'd be totally just like knocking that off.
Let me ask you. Yeah, but let me ask you now. How do you do that? I mean, I know this is kind of off the beaten path, kind of.
That's a good question.
What is the for those at home who are like, how does a band go from a mid-sized venue to a larger venue to headline? Is it just the idea of like ticket sales when you opened? Is it the idea of how well your records received? What is it?
I think it's really the turnout more than anything. When you start playing shows and the turnout starts gradually increasing, that sort of affects everything else. More, you'll be able to book larger venues and people will be more interested in you. And it's such a sort of like a platitude to say this, but it's just like the more buzz you have. And
yeah, right.
I don't know what causes that. I wish I knew what it was.
You could just get a chicken costume and stand outside of Michigan Avenue and hand out flyers.
Go viral.
Yeah, go viral. Yeah,
yeah. You'll see us doing that tomorrow.
Let's talk about the record before we hear the last song. What should we expect from Half a Second?
I don't know. I'm definitely in a better place than the last couple of records. I don't feel as angsty. I think all the hormones have just seeped out of my pores or something. So lyrically, you know, it's more optimistic and upbeat and just really more pop oriented. I think we're just all really big fans of pop and more okay with it than we were younger. So I think, you know, having more positive pop things is something that people can look for.
Well, the show is at Shuba's on Friday night. It's a record release party for Half a Second. It's the third album for the Chicago indie rock trio Hemmingbirds. Let's see. We've got Yusu Kim and Tim Kapp that are in studio. What are we going to hear here?
This is the title track, Half a Second.
Half a Second, here on the Download Live in our North Michigan Avenue Studios. I guess that's right? Our All-State Showcase Studio, Hemmingbirds.
Stretching out forever, I can see the dead of winter's gone, and the light is coming in. In the mornings, we're together, dancing through the world like naturals, as our time is running thin. But I could just some of all feelings, it went on and on forever, gone in half a second moment. We have together, it went on and on forever, gone in half a second. Was coming on, and our time is at an end. In the mornings, we're together, dancing through the world like naturals. And now, as we're growing out, I could just
Chicago indie rockers Hemmingbirds here in studio. Yusu Kim and Tim Kapp. The show is at Shuba's on Friday night. It's a record release party for the new record, Half a Second. Hemmingbirds can be found online. You guys got a Facebook page. You got everything that every band has. So that's good. Yusu and Tim, thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for playing tonight. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks.